What's up, guys? This is Alex Martin, and this is the Content Creator Podcast, where I stimulate your mind and show you how to market your grind. Today, we're going to talk about how to get more clients in 2020. Last night, I was going through my plan on how to get more clients, and so I figured that I would share this with you guys. And so I did my research, and I've done these things in the past. So if you find this information useful, please share it with a friend or whomever. Just share it on your timelines. Do something to where you're spreading this word. And then if somebody needs help, that they get this information. That's the only thing that I ask. Share the information, okay? So let's get into it. Number one, go to events and pass out flyers / business cards. When you do so, make sure that you wear a suit or that you dress nicely. If you're a woman, wear a dress. If you're a man, wear a suit. You want to like the CEO of your company. And those first impressions matter. So you don't want to look like the average guy that's just passing out stuff. You want to make sure that your elevator pitch is fire. You want to make sure that whatever happens, those people that walk up to you and accept that flyer / business card walk away curious about your business and your services, or that they know your business or services. So, go to events, pass out those flyers, make sure you dress up, and I guarantee you that you will get a client or two out of that. Maybe more if your stuff is fire, okay? All right. So, anywho, the next one, offer deals. When I say offer deals, offer something that will make a client buy down the road or a lead down the road, okay? And the way I've done it in the past is I would offer 50% off on a service. I would see that short-term gain easily turn into a long-term gain, because what would happen is my services would be so fire. And when I say by fire, it is great. Like, long story short, the customer service is there, the quality is there, to where they have to turn around and book me again. Even then, some would actually pay me full services, pay me the full amount for my services. I'm sorry, guys. I got a cold and I'm overthinking it. But anywho, don't be afraid to offer deals. Like, take that short loss for a long-term gain. And I guarantee you, you're going to see a return on those discounts that you made, okay? So don't be afraid to offer deals, offer a freebie, you know, buy one, get one free, buy one, get one half off, or whatever the case may be. Figure out what works for you, and I guarantee you, clients are going to come, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get your services, especially if they are good services that you offer, okay? So, and also, too, another way to make that work for you is that when you offer this discount or this service, offer this discount or deal, long story short, try to get the client or lead to post you on their social media. So then that way their followers know about you and your services. Next, send thank you cards to your past clients. Let your past clients know that you have not forgotten about them, okay? I guarantee you, if they feel that way, they're going to buy from you again. And not only that, they will try to find any reason to book you immediately. So send that thank you card and make sure that they know that you're going to elevate your services in 2020 and that you're willing to work with them again and that you appreciate them out of everything else. Let them know that you appreciate them supporting you. Okay. Next, cold email or cold call. You know, I like to do the email first and then I like the cold call. I recently got a Google number account. So in 2020, I'm blowing up businesses' phone. I'm letting you guys know I'm going to call your business. I'm going to call everybody business, okay? And I'm going to email everybody. You're going to see my email address all in your inbox. And so don't hesitate to let people know what services you offer. Don't hesitate to reach out to people. You know, and then those who ask for you not to be on their list or ask for you not to put them on your call list, then, you know, remove them from your call list, respect them. But in the meantime, call as many people as you can, email as many people as you can, inbox as many people as you can, and make sure that you try to get a genuine connection between you and that business. Okay, so cold call, cold email, and cold message people. Do what you got to do to make sure that people know your name. Promote services in current Facebook groups. Okay, I'm pretty sure that people have added you to random Facebook groups and you go, what the hell? Long story short, use those Facebook groups to your advantage. Like, promote your services, let people know what you have going on, and I guarantee you that your name will be in their mouth, especially if your stuff is good, okay? For me personally, there was a real estate group that I am a part of, and people needed my services. I made sure I promoted my services and got 2 leads out of it with one post in the group. So that's like worth it. You know, I'm not scared to put my name out there and get people to say something about me, you know, even if it's like, oh man, he's too salesy, he up here. No, I don't care. Hey, look, you need this. Trust me, I got you. Let's work. And so, if anywho, don't be too pushy though. I will say that. Don't be too pushy. Just let people know what you have going on and that you're looking for work. And I guarantee you that they will respond in some type of way. Next, create blog content for your ideal client. What I mean by this is create something that your ideal client will find useful. What I mean by that is, if you offer Facebook marketing services, create a Facebook marketing blog. So that way, when your ideal client clicks on your blog, they will see your services, you know, somewhere on the page, hopefully, and they will want to buy eventually down the road. Okay, it's kind of like a sales funnel, but you want to spark their awareness about your brand. Okay, so create blog content for that, for your ideal client. You know, if you offering, you know, let's just say if you selling hair, if you're selling hair, you know, create a blog about various types of hairs and, you know, how good they are or how bad they are. And long story short, the ideal client will come to you. You do their hair or you sell them, you know, some hair, and you better believe it's going to work. Okay, you'll get you a client or two out of that. Next, engage in social media conversations. This kind of goes back to the Facebook group thing. Long story short, if something is trending on social media, jump in the conversation. Why not? Offer your 2 cents and then get people's attention by doing that. Let them click on your page. Let them, you know, become curious about you. But make sure that you're promoting your services on your page when you do so, and that, you know, you get their attention. The whole game is attention. So, you know, engage in social media conversations. Next, ask clients for referrals / let people know that you're looking for work. Okay, so what I mean by that is, ask your clients if they know anybody that could use your services, or you know, let them know that, hey, I'm looking for work, do you have anything that I can do right now to, like, you know, basically it's like cutting the grass during the summer, right? People need their grass cut. Long story short, you just walk up to their porch, you knock on their door, hey, do you need your grass cut? If you do that with your services, basically the client may say yes or no, or they might say, I don't need your services now, but I know Johnny down the street may need it. Okay, so let people know that you're looking for work. Don't be afraid to say it, like, hey, I need work. I know, usually I do this on Facebook. I would use the recommendation features and ask, are there any business owners or brands or influencers or models that need pictures or videos? And I'll get a response or two. And sometimes I get people that respond directly, you know, inbox, which means that, you know, I got to check it, you know, at least 24 hours after, you know, they message me. But yeah, let people know that you're looking for work. And I guarantee you, long story short, that somebody is willing to help you out by referring the person, or they will use your services. Okay, so ask for referrals and then let people know that you're looking for it. Next, be a feature guest blogger or a feature guest on the podcast or YouTube channel. What I mean by that is ask to be on somebody's YouTube channel, podcast, or their blog. Be featured. But you want to be all over the place. It's like your favorite actor when they're promoting a movie, they go to all radio stations, all entertainment platforms to make sure that you know about their latest movies. And what you want to do, you want to move in that same type of way with your services. Go to every blog that you can, every YouTube channel that you can, and every podcast that you can to promote your services. When you do that, you know, you get new people listening to you. And then, I mean, if you're a great speaker, long story short, people will start following you and people will want to buy from you. So, you know, just try to go to all outlets if you can, become a guest on there and use that platform to your advantage. Next, find networking events. Look, I'm an introvert. I like being alone. And sometimes I don't like talking to people. And sometimes I like talking to people. But this whole thing is about getting outside your comfort zone, which is why I'm doing this right now, because it's pushing me to be a better thinker, speaker, and, you know, a person that could think off the top of their head. But with these networking events, you want to build relationships. And what I mean by that is if one person likes you, long story short, they'll refer your services to a friend of theirs, or they'll book you. They'll do whatever it takes to make sure that, you know, you get business down the road. So don't be pushy at these network events. Be yourself, but yet have a fire sales pitch. Dress nice. Make sure you get their attention and make sure that you build a relationship. Like, you know, be the guy or the girl in the room that stands out and win people's hearts over. Find good events to network at. You don't want to just go to any event, but, you know, make sure that you go into the right event with your target audience and then use that platform to push yourself, okay? Speaking of events, here's the next one. Host your own events. If you got a following, people will come to your event if it sounds good and if it is a good opportunity for them, okay? I remember one guy, his name is Philip. Philip basically would throw networking events and people would connect. And long story short, you know, business was done at these events. I guarantee you, I know for a fact business was done at these events because I've done business at these events and it was all due to, you know, networking. And I'm pretty sure Philip made a pretty penny at this event because he threw it. Okay. Let people get a chance to get to know you too. Like, your followers want to get to know you. So host events to where they can come. And, you know, long story short, if they get to meet you in person, I guarantee you that they will want to buy from you down the road. Okay. So that's another way on how to get clients in 2020. Last but not least, find freelancing sites and various websites to promote your services on. You know, Craigslist, Angie's List, Groupon, Upwork, freelancer.com. There are various channels and websites that you can use to promote your services on, okay? Find creative titles. Think thoroughly. Become a great writer if you can, or get a writer to write for you. You know, certain bios and headlines, and use that to your advantage. And I guarantee you that people will want to buy from you and you'll get more clients in 2020. All right. Last but not least, I mean, this is one I should have said in the beginning, but I mean, hey, timing is nah. All right, guys, last but not least, I should have said this in the beginning, but I'm Alex Martin. I do things on my own time, okay? Don't judge me. But anywho, use paid advertisements on various social media platforms, okay? Don't hesitate to put $5 to $10 behind posts that advertise your services. You get a better reach out of it. It's totally worth it. Be strategic before you pay, okay? Don't just put up a post and then put $5 behind it. No. Think that post through from start to finish, okay? Even that cold campaign. Create a link, you know, a landing page where people click on that link and it goes to the landing page and you collect information from that person. You know, you want to be very strategic about using these paid advertisements to your advantage, okay? So think it through from start to finish, and I guarantee you that you will get a client or two. For me personally, I've done it before. I recall doing a music video shoot and we were looking for models. Long story short, I created a landing page to where the models would literally click on the page, type in their information, and we ran the ads on Facebook and Instagram, and we had a whole bunch of entries. I mean, it was way too many, but you know, we're not going to talk about that. So, you know, long story short, how to get more clients in 2020. I hope this list was effective. Hopefully that you liked it. If you did, please share it. You know, follow me on Instagram at I am Alex J Martin. And that's it for today, guys. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.